Hi, that's right. It's Mike and Kim, and we're delighted to be with you. Are you ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Well, how about uncovering the secrets of successful ranching? You can do it with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Mike, I've got the best poem in the world, but what have you got first?
Well, I have a short little story about Grandpa.
Okay, very good.
And don't forget the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine in Cherry County, Nebraska. They've got the Nebraska Star Party going on out at Merritt Reservoir in International Dark Skies area. Check it out at NebraskaStarParty.org. If you want to find out some other things to do while you're here in the Valentine area, go to visitvalentine.com. All right. You want me to go first or do you want to go first?
You go. I'm excited. Right. What do you got?
I warned you. Larry Lindstrom sent this in. And just goes to show that you really gotta watch what you say.
Okay.
Hunter was 4 years old and was staying with his grandfather for just a few days. He'd been playing outside with some of the other kids when he came into the house and asked, "Grandpa, what's that called when two people sleep in the same bedroom and one is on top of the other?" His grandpa was a little taken aback, but he decided to tell him the truth. "Well, Hunter, it's called sexual intercourse." "Oh," little Hunter said, "okay," and went back outside to play with the other kids. A few minutes later, when he came back in and said angrily, "Grandpa, it isn't called sexual intercourse. It's called bunk beds. And Jimmy's mom wants to talk to you." All right.
Very good. Best poem in the world. I was shocked, confused, bewildered as I entered heaven's door. Not by the beauty of it all, nor the lights or its decor. But it was the folks in heaven who made me sputter and gasp. The thieves, the liars, the sinners, the alcoholics, and the trash. There stood the kid from seventh grade who swiped my lunch money twice. Next to him was my old neighbor who never said anything nice. Bob, who I always thought was rotting away in hell, was sitting pretty on cloud nine, looking incredibly well. I nudged Jesus. "What's the deal? I would love to hear your take. How'd all these sinners get up here? God must have made a mistake. And why is everyone so quiet, so somber? Give me a clue." "Hush, child," he said. "They're all in shock. No one thought they'd be seeing you."
Turnabout, huh?
Yes.
All right. I think I've got time to do this one. It's called If Jesus Had Been a Norwegian. Okay.
All right.
Things would be so different today. Instead of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, we'd have Sven and Lars and Ole. Walking on water would be no special trick because all over Norway, the ice is awful thick. If Jesus was a Norski, we'd all eat lutefisk. We'd have lefse for communion, and there'd be no Methodist. If you wanted to say amen, we're not going to let you. At the end of every prayer, we'd shout, "Yeah, sure, you betcha." There'd be no December birthday. You'd be frozen where you lie. If Jesus was born in Norway, Christmas would be in July. Feeding all the multitude would be an easy task. With one big bucket of lutefisk, "Please, no more," they'd ask. But Jesus was no Norski. It could not be done. Jews are much more serious. Weegians are too much fun. But the deciding factor when God searched around, he scanned all of Norway. Three wise men were not to be found. Yeah, sure,
oh,
you
dear.
Betcha.
Oh, love begins with a smile, grows with a kiss, and ends with a tear. The brightest future will always be based on a forgotten past. You can't go on well in life until you let go of your past failures and heartaches. And let's wrap up happiness as a state of mind with, when you were born, you were crying and everyone around you was smiling. Live your life so that when you die, you're the one who is smiling and everyone around you is crying.
Good advice, huh? If you have something to send to us, it's pretty easy to do that. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's B-U-R-G-E. So kimhburge@gmail.com. And include the author if you know who it is, because we always like to give the credit on that. Keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.